Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf Chav Gimel. We left off on the top of daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We are at the two dots toward the top of daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Today's shir is sponsored by Henry Orlinsky Lizecher Nishmas, Yechiel Michal Ben Chaim Schner Zalman Alevi, Milton Kramer Zechron Levracha. I think it's also still sponsored by Beryl Eckstein Lizecher Nishmas, Rav Shimon Aryeh Ben Yecheskel Chaim, whose yahrzeit was yesterday on Chav Aleph Elul, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah from the Zechus of our learning. So we're holding at the two dots on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, three lines from the top of the page, and we're going to discuss whether you're ever allowed to put any oil on a Minchas Chote, Machlokas, between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, because we keep making the assumption that a Minchas Chote doesn't deserve oil. We don't want him to have a nice carbon. But what if you do put oil on a Minchas Chote? How does that affect, if at all, the carbon Mincha? Then the Gemara is going to talk about what if you squeeze some oil from the kometz onto the wood? So does that ruin the carbon mincha in any way because it lacks some of the oil? And we try to suggest it maybe relates to the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about whether we mitstarif a bone of an animal together with the meat of the animal to equal a shir kezayis with regard to the iser of shchutei chutz. And then in the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, we're going to have three different halachos about mixtures of karbanos mincha with each other. A komet gets mixed with another komet, gets mixed with shirayim, gets mixed with tevel. So all different halachos of different karbanos mincha that mix with each other. What you're supposed to be maktir, what you're not supposed to be maktir, and the gemara that's going to lead the gemara into a discussion about the general rules of bittul and a machlokas whether we look at when determining whether there's going to be bittul. So the gemara is going to suggest that it may make a difference whether the item can become like the other item, whether the iser can become like the heter can become like the iser, and the Gemara is going to discuss machlokas whether we follow the mevatel or the misbatel, and we're going to have three rayas from our Mishnah that we follow whether we follow the mevatel or the batel, that which is becoming batel. All the rayas are going to be rejected, but we're going to have three rayas from the Mishnah, and then the Gemara is going to bring a fourth raya from matzah with spices, where matzah can become like the spices, and so that's also going to be a raya about whether mevatel can become, whether we look at the mevatel or the misbatel. It's going to be important to remember, though, the machlokas that we had in yesterday's daf between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda held that min bimino is eno batel. The Rabbanan say, no, there's no such rule. Min bimino is batel. Ola ba'ola is eno batel, a separate rule. So that's going to come up very critically in today's daf as well. So let's begin. We're holding a daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, just three lines from the top of the page at the two dots. So a person violates one of the averos that it says that he's chayav a carbon olav yorid for. So he brings, if he's very poor, he brings what's called a minchas chote. That minchas chote, you're not allowed to put any oil on it. And if you put oil on it, so the carbon mincha we're going to see is going to become pasul. Does not deserve any oil. That's what it's beferish in the Torah. The Torah says, "Ve'vias karbonas shachata lo yasim aleha shemen." You don't put oil on a minchas chote. Okay, what if you did? So says Gemara Itmar. What about if you put? Does that? I'm sorry, not what if you did. What if you didn't put oil on the minchas chote, but you put oil on the kmitza? You've already taken the kmitza from the minchas chote, and now you add oil. So what's the halacha with regard to the kmitza, the minchas chote? Does the iser extend to the komets as well? Itmar, komets de minchas chote, sheshimno, if you put oil on the komets of the minchas chote, machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan or pasul, it's pasul, you're not allowed to put any oil on any part of the minchas chote. Reish Lakish amar, hu atzmo mishach shecho b'shiyare alug, that adrabba, the way to do this mitzvah l'chadchila is that you rub the komets of, with the whatever shemen is left over in the log, in the kli, that from the previous korban mincha, umaleyu, and then you bring it on the Mizbeach. So certainly, but if you put oil, it's not going to become possible. Even the Chachila, it's supposed to naturally get mixed with some of the oil from the previous Korban Mincha that was in that log. V'aksiv lo yasam ale Hashem le'itin ale levonus. The Gemara asks Reish Lakish, what do you mean? L'chanchila, it's supposed to be mixed with oil, but the evidence is going to be kosher. Doesn't the Torah say, lo yasam ale Hashem le'itin ale levona? Says Gemara, ha'u shalo yikba lo shemen kechavroseha. That means you don't put shemen in a derech keva, in a normal way, like you would before the kmitza, like you would with all other Korbanos Mincha. All other Korbanos Mincha get oil even before you take a kmitza, meaning it's kaveh, the actual part of the korban. It's one of the ingredients of the korban. No such thing by a minchas chote. But still, after the kmitza, you still do put some oil. So the Gemara asks on Reish Lakish Vayter, Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Charev Shanis Arev Bebalul, a brisa tells us if you have a dry korban mincha that gets mixed in with a korban mincha that is balul, that's mixed with oil, so yakriv, you could bring both of them on the mizbeach, even though the dry korban mincha is obviously going to absorb some of the oil of the mincha that is balul. Nevertheless, it's still going to be kosher. So apparently, the chacham in this brisa assume that olin are ein mevatlin ze'ezeh. So the shemen that gets mixed in with the chareva is not going to be misbatel, but it's still mitzdariv to the mincha habalula. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo yakriv. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He holds that olin are mevatel each other. So the shemen that becomes nivla into the mincha chareva becomes batel. So it turns out that there's shemen that doesn't belong there. So my love, doesn't the brisa mean kometz de minchas chote, di yarev bekometz de minchas nedava, that what's getting mixed in with each other over here is the kometz of two karbanos mincha, one that's a minchas chote that's not supposed to have any oil whatsoever, and the other of minchas nedava that is supposed to have oil. And the reason Rabbi Yehuda apostles it is because the kometz of the dry karban mincha, the minchas chote, absorbs some of the oil of the minchas nedava. So you see clearly in the brisa that Rabbi Yehuda apostles a kometz of minchas chote on account of it having oil, exactly like Rabbi Yochanan says that having oil is going to ruin it. And even the chachamim are going to be against Reish Lakish, because the chachamim allow, or the chachamim are machshir the taroves, that's only because they hold olim arein mevatlin ze'ezeh. So the oil that's absorbed in the dry mincha still belongs to the bowl. It never became batel. But if you put you take a kometz of a mincha schote and you put oil on it, so that has no shaychus to some other korban mincha. That has nothing to do with olim mevatlin ze'ezeh. Seeing the chacham would be moda that would be possible. So this is a real kasha on Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, no, we're misunderstanding the case. Lo minchas parim ve'elim b'minchas kvasim. When we talk about a dry korban mincha getting mixed with a moist korban mincha, it's not talking about a minchas chote that gets mixed in with the minchas nedava. It's talking about a minchas nisachim that go along with parim ve'elim that gets mixed in with a minchas nisachim that go along with a keves. Because the menachos of the nisachim of parim ve'elim are drier than the menachos of nisachim that go along with the keves, because and therefore the menachos of the keves are considered to be balul, because with the parva ayil when you bring a korban mincha along with the parva ayil, it's a blila ava, it's a thicker mixture. The amount of shemen you put in is only shnei lug of shemen for each yisaron of soles, whereas a minchas nesachim of a keves, it's three lug of shemen for each yisaron of soles. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda apostles the tarovas, because it turns out that the minchas parim ve'elim, which used to be a thicker mixture, has become more thin because of the extra shemen in the minchas nesachim of the keves. And the minchas nesachim of the kvasim, which used to be a thinner mixture, has by definition been thickened. But a kometz of minchas chote with minchas nedava, everyone would hold that that's perfectly kosher. Even Rabbi Yehuda would say that that's perfectly kosher. Exactly like Reish Lakish, that oil wouldn't ruin it. So Gemara says, wait a second. How could cherev shenasari bebalal mean a minchas parim ve'elim together with a minchas kvasim? But that it says beferish in the brisa as a separate halacha. The brisa says minchas parim ve'elim b'minchas kvasim v'charev shenisarev b'valul yakriv Rabbi Yehuda Amar lo yikrav. We have a machlokas about two separate cases. One is the minchas parim ve'elim with the minchas kvasim, and also a dry mincha with a moist mincha. So don't tell me dry mincha and moist mincha means minchas nesachim of parim ve'elim with minchas nesachim akvasim. Says Gemara, yes, it does. Purushay kam mefarishla. The Bryce is just elaborating and explaining what the difference is between a minchas nesachim of parame in elim versus a minchas nesachim of kvasim, and the difference is that one is balul and one is considered karev, one is considered to be dry. But it's not two separate cases. It's really one case. Good. Period. Now the Gemara discusses, you have a kometz of one mincha that you put oil on it, and some of the oil that's balua in it gets squeezed out onto the eitzim. So do we assume that you're still allowed to burn that kometz, or do we say no, it lost some of its ingredients? The oil that's in it is now lost. So, Bayi Rava, kometz shemitza shamna al gabe eitzim. You squeeze out the oil from the kometz on the wood on the mizbeach, and then you put the kometz itself right directly on top of that oil that was squeezed out. So, mahu is this kometz still considered valid kometz? Or do we assume that it's possible because it's chaser now? It's missing some of its oil. Chibure olin ka olin damu, olav ka olin damu. The fact that it's now going to reconnect with its missing oil, because you're going to place it directly on the wood where the oil was squeezed out onto, so do we assume that now it goes back to having all of its ingredients, and it now goes back to being a full kometz, or do we say no, it's separate, it's as if the oil is missing from the carbon. So we have the same exact machlokas, we have the same exact discussion, and it turns out to be machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in the world of zvachim, outside of the world of karban mincha, because they discuss with regard to the iser of being mala kachim bachutz, of bringing a karban outside of the mikdash. So the iser is bekezayis. So how do we measure the sheer kezayis when it comes to mala kachim bachutz? Ditmar Hamala Ever Shein Bo Kezayis. Ve'etzem Mashlimo LeKezayis. Let's say what your Mala Bachutz is a limb of an animal that's smaller than a Kezayis. But when you count the bone together with the Basar, it equals a Kezayis. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're Chayiv for being Mala Bachutz, as if you were Makdir, a Kezayis of Basar Bachutz. Reish Lakish Amar Pater. Reish Lakish says, no, you don't have a Kezayis of Basar, you're Pater. What's the Svara? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Chibur Yolin Ka'olin Damu. That which is connected to the basar that's ra'oi for Akhtara is considered part of the basar that's ra'oi la Akhtara, and therefore it's mitzdarif, the bone is mitzdarif to the shir kezayis. Reish Lakish Amar Pater, Chibur in Lav Kol and Damu, that even though the bone that's attached to the basar is also that's ra'oi la Akhtara, it may be attached to it, that doesn't make the bone itself ra'oi la Akhtara, and therefore it's not mitzdarif to the shir kezayis. So Rava Safek about the komets where you squeeze out some of the oil onto the wood, lecharis tali in this machlokas chibur yolin kolin damu or not. It turns out that according to Rabbi Yochanan, chibur yolin kolin damu, the kometz is going to be kosher lahaktara because it's still connected to the shemen, and according to Reish Lakish, it's not going to be kosher because it's not connected to the shemen anymore. Says Gemara, no, you got that all wrong. Tibay le Rabbi Yochanan, tibay le Reish Lakish. Regardless of what you hold in that machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, you would still have a shaila in our case. Why? Tibay le Rabbi Yochanan. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yochanan Rasam. Rabbi Yochanan only says chibure olin is ka'olin damu ela be'etzem demina de basar hu. When talking about a bone, because a bone is from the same min of the basar, meaning they're both part of the animal. So that's why it's mitzdarif with the basar. Aval haidva mina de kometzu. But the shemen is not like a natural part of the kemitza. It's not part of the flour. It was something that was added in together with the flour in the klei shareis, but it was never part of the flour in a natural sense, so lo, maybe we don't say chibur oil and kol and damu in such a case, and the oil that gets absorbed is not mitzarif with the kometz. The oil that goes into the wood is not mitzarif with the kometz. Oh, dilma, or maybe you could say in the reverse that afil Reish Lakish lo kamar ela be'etzem de bar mifrashu, that even Reish Lakish who does not say chibur oil and kol and damu is only by a bone that's attached to meat where it's not balua in the basar, and sometimes bones come apart from the meat on their own. V'iparish lav mitzvah la'adure. And if the bone separates from the meat, there's no mitzvah to put them back together. Aval shemen d'lav bar mifrashu, but oil which does not naturally come off of the karban mincha, it gets absorbed in it and it doesn't naturally come off, you'd have to squeeze it out. Lo, maybe Reish Lakish would not say chibur oil and lav kol and damu. Maybe you would say in such a case, it is ka'ol and damu, and therefore it would be kasher. Odilma lo shna. or maybe there's no difference between the two halachos, and in both of them Rabbi Yochanan would say chibur on the kolon, and in both of them Rish Lakish would say chibur on lav kolon. We don't know. We don't know if this is totally in that machlokes, but you can make a logical argument either way. So the Gemara leaves it unresolved. The Gemara says teku. Okay, so now we begin a new discussion. So the Mishnah is going to continue discussions of ta'arovos that we have in different karbonos mincha with each other. So what the halachic status of the ta'arovos is, whether you should continue to be maktir the comets of the mincha, and whether it's going to be olah lebailim l'shem chova. So the commission's going to have three cases. Case number one: shtei menachos shalom nikmetzu v'nisar v'zubzu. You have two kavanos mincha pre kemitza, so it's not a comet, it's not a shiraim, it's the pre kemitza, the entire carbon that get mixed in with each other. Im yachal likmetz mizub b'fnei atzma mizub b'fnei atzma ksheilos. If you're able to take a kemitza from each carbon mincha without having any portion of the other carbon mincha mixed in with it, meaning let's say the two carbonos mincha, you have one on this side of the kli, one on this side of the kli, and in the middle they connect. But you can see very clearly, if you take the kemitza from the right side, you're going to be taking from one carbon mincha, from the left side you're going to be taking from the other carbon mincha. Both of them are going to be kosher. The komets can be hooked around the mizbeach, and it's no problem. The imlav, but if you're not able to take a kemitza with any sort of confidence that you're getting fully 100% the ingredients of one carbon mincha, and then another kemitza with fully 100% the ingredients of the other carbon mincha, well then psulos. Then it's going to be pasul, because you're not allowed to be komets from a taroves of two carbonos mincha, because whenever you have flour of another carbon mincha mixing with flour of this carbon mincha, it's going to be pasul. We have a drasha. The pasuk says v'kamatz misham melo kumtso misalta umishamna, and the drasha in Taras Kohanim is misalta v'lo misolus chaverta, that what's going to work as a kemitza for this carbon mincha only if the flour that you're taking as the kemitza is purely from this carbon mincha. If it's coming from another carbon mincha, then it's not going to work. Second case, komets shenisariv b'mincha shelo nikmetza. You have a komets that's ready to be burnt. You already took a kemitza from carbon mincha A, and then that komets from carbon mincha A gets mixed in with a carbon mincha that's pre-kemitza, with carbon mincha B that's pre-kemitza, lo yaktir. You can't be maktir the entire taroves, because there's no mitzvah to be maktir a mincha that's not nikmetza. A mincha pre-kemitza is not mitzvah sabaktara. V'im hiktir, and if you did burn the entire mixture, so zusha nikmitza ola lebailim, carbon mincha A, where you already took the kemitza, will count. It will work for the bailim l'shem chova, because you had taken the kemitza and you had burnt the kemitza. But zusha lo nikmitza lo ola lebailim, the one that was pre kemitza and then you just went and burnt the whole thing, is not going to work for the bailim l'shem chova, even though the whole thing was burnt, because a mincha requires a kemitza. A mincha sandava requires a kemitza. We're not talking about a mincha's kvanim over here. It needs a kemitza. And without the kemitza, it's never going to be able to buy them the shem chava. Case number three: nisariv kumtza b'shiyareha. Let's say carbon mincha A, you already did a kemitza. The kemitza gets mixed in with its own shirayim, with whatever was left in the kli after you did the kemitza, or for that matter, obishiyareha shel chavirta, or it gets mixed in with the shirayim of another carbon mincha. Halacha is lo yaktir. You cannot be maktir the mixture on the mizbeach, because the shirayim that are mixed in is aser to be maktir. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Lo saktiru mimenu ishei la Hashem. We darshin kol shemimenu liishim hareo bebal taktiru. Any time you already took part out of it that's supposed to go on the mizbeach, the rest is bebal taktiru. The rest has an iser daraisa. The shirayim has an iser daraisa that you're not allowed to be maktir. V'im hiktir ola lebailim. But if you are maktir that taroves, then the mincha is ola lebailim shem chova, because you did take a kemitza and you did burn the kemitza. You may have violated the issur of burning shirayim as well, but that doesn't change the fact that you burnt the kemitza, and therefore at least that karban is ola lebailim l'shem chova. So now says the Gemara, when you have a taroves of two different things that are essentially equivalent to each other in terms of their physical makeup, but they have different dinim, when do we assume that it counts as a taroves of min b'mino, and when do we assume it counts as tzaros of min b'sheinu mino? It seems, at least at the beginning of the discussion, that we're working within shitas from Yehuda, that min b'mino is never going to be batal, as we described yesterday, the Ran, famous Ran in the Darim Daf Nun Beis, that the way bittul works is that there has to be a conflict and one has to overwhelm the other, and that's why min b'mino is eino batal, because the two things don't conflict with each other. There's no trying to overwhelm the other. They're working in concert with each other when it's min b'mino. So that's the svara of min b'mino in a batal, the way the Ran tells it does. But that seems to be the assumption. So says Gemara Amr Rav Chisda, nevela b'teila b'shchuta. Why? She'i efsha l'shchuta sh'teyasa nevela. Let's say you have one piece of nevela meat, and it gets mixed in with two pieces of kosher shechted meat, but you can no longer identify which is the nevela chaticha and which is the shchuta. So the nevela becomes batel because berov of the shchuta, and if you touch one of those chatichos, you do not become tame. You do not, the tumas nevela does not get transmitted. It's not meaning it actually bittul works. We don't view this as a taroves of min b'mino. Why do we not view it as a taroves of min b'mino? Because the Gemara is adding an important qualification of when we view something as min b'mino. Shechted kosher meat can never become nevela. That ship has sailed already. Since this animal was shechted, it's too late for it ever to become nevela. So therefore, the shchuta, which is the koach hamevatel, that's what is being mevatel in this tarovas, is since it can't become nevela, it's which is the misbatel. The nevela is the misbatel, so it's considered like a tarovas of min b'she'eno mino. That if the mevatel cannot become like the misbatel, that's considered halachically unlike each other, and therefore it's min b'she'eno mino, and bittul can happen when you have a mevatel that cannot become like the misbatel. But ushchuta eina b'teila b'nevela, in the reverse, if you have one chaticha of basar shchuta that gets mixed with two chatichos of nevela, then we view it as if it's min b'mino, and therefore the chatichas ha-shchuta, even though it's the miut, does not become batel in the chatichos of nevela. So if you touch one of these chatichos, touches truma, we do not say automatically it's tamei and you have to burn it because the nevela overwhelmed the shchuta and it's all nevela. No, it's a suffix whether it's tamei or not, and therefore you can't burn it. It doesn't have a din of vaday tamei. The halacha is tolin that you don't eat it, but you also don't burn it until it becomes tamei in some vaday way, and only then are you allowed to burn it if truma touches one of these pieces. The reason we consider this min b'mino, where it doesn't become batel, is because she'efsha l'nevela she'tiyaso shchuta. Because nevela can become shchuta. Shchuta can never become nevela, that should be sailed. But nevela can become shchuta. How's that possible? Once the animal's dead, how can you shecht it? No, it means the l'chimisrucha parcha tumasa. It means it can lose its tumas nevela. It could have the same tumas status as a shchuta, because once the nevela becomes totally spoiled to the point where it's not roi la'achila, it loses its tumas. It's no longer considered nevela. That's a pasuk in the Torah. L'sochlu kol nevela l'gera shebishrecha titnena va'achala. That you're not allowed to eat nevela. Pasuk says, give it to the gera shebisharecha and he will eat it. So the Gemara darshins, nevela haru'iya l'ger is kriya nevela. V'she'ena ru'iya l'ger is ena kriya nevela. That only so long as it's still edible is it considered nevela. If it's no longer edible for human consumption, it's not called nevela. That's true with the halachos of tumah. It's also true with the halachos of kashrus. If you have a food item that spoils to the point where it's inedible, then it even though it was not kosher, it could be chazer, it becomes kosher. It no longer has the iser of something that is not kosher. Now, of course, there is a separate din called achshavei, that if you decide that even though it's disgusting and it's spoiled, but you find it delicious and you decide that you want to eat it, so then in your mind it is ro'i l'ger, it is ro'i for achila, and therefore that makes it ro'i l'achila, so it's asur. But let's say you're taking it in pill form, you're not achshavei, you're not eating it, you don't find it delicious, but it's a medication that has to be consumed orally, and it's just, but it's certainly not because you're viewing it as an ochel, so then there would be no isur, right? Because it's something that's not ra'ui at all. That's the heter that they use. That's why that traditionally has always been used for toothpaste. That we assume people do not find toothpaste delicious. No one sits out. You know, you're in between meals and you could use a little snack. Oh, there's toothpaste, so maybe I'll have a little tooth. No one ever says that. You know, you use toothpaste purely as a cleaning agent on your teeth. Even with all the minty flavor and whatever, you would never sit down and eat toothpaste. And that's why we don't look for hashkatha on toothpaste. Rabbi Belsky Zichron Levracha thought that our toothpaste has gotten so delicious that we need to look for hashkacha on toothpaste. This was always a machlokes in the OU between Rabbi Shechter and Rabbi Belsky. Rabbi Shechter thought that all these things are not considered a michael at all, and Rabbi Belsky thought that everything is delicious, that everything tastes good. So that all of it requires hashkacha nowadays. That's the machlokes also when it comes to the Listerine strips. Right? That's why Rabbi Shechter holds that it doesn't require hashkacha. I mean, thank God they do have hashkacha, so we could avoid machlokes. But the Chavkei, I think Chavkei gives the hashkacha, and they hold that they have to. They hold that it needs hashkacha because it's delicious. Rishon says, no, it's not delicious. It's just something you clean your mouth with, but it's not. So it would be nafkamina is legabe a bracha. Nafkamina is legabe using it on a fast day. Nafkamina is legabe kashrus of it. Right? Do we consider it a food? But the gedder is something that's not roi leger. Something that's not roi for human consumption is not considered a food. Now on Pesach, chametz Pesach is a different gedder. Chametz Pesach is not nevela shein roi leger. It's got to be ein roi lachilas kelev. It has to get even worse than that, to the point where it's not even roi lachilas kelev, that even a dog wouldn't eat it. So it's not just that not fit for human consumption, not even fit for canine consumption, but you have similar machlokas. Would a dog eat toothpaste, right? So does toothpaste need to be kasher l'Pesach? So I think Rav Shechter and Rav Salvechko always assumed that a normal dog doesn't eat toothpaste, and therefore it would not even be considered to be roi lachilas kelev. Most pills a dog wouldn't eat. So it's not considered roi lachilas kelev, even if it has chametzdik ingredients. Rabbi Blumenkrantz of Chrom Levracha famously put out a kuntres every year. He still does. Put out a kuntres every year with all the lists of the pills that have chametz, assuming that if it has chametz, it's a problem. Doesn't he know the halacha that if it's not really lachilas kelev? So he assumed that when it becomes that there's no din. He assumed like a sheet of the chavz das that there's no din of not roi lachilas kelev. The din is nifsal meachilas. Big difference. Nifsal means it's spoiled to the point where it's not roi lachilas kelev. Not that the way you made it and the way you put it together with other ingredients makes it that a dog wouldn't want to eat it anymore. It has to have actually spoiled to the point of not roi lachilas kelev. So that was his shita. So he was certainly entitled to his opinion, but because he was the first one to put out books, you know, so all of Klal Yisrael thought that they had to follow his opinions. He was a very big Talmud Chacham and a very, very big tzaddik, but it doesn't mean that everyone holds to that chavis das. I think so. Now you know the pendulum has sort of swung the other way, and everyone realized why should we all be machmir for that shita if it's not the widely accepted shita. Someone just told me that they were in a community where they were checking the eruv together with Rabbi Blumenkrantz of Ron Levracha. They put up the eruv and they offered him a drink in a styrofoam cup. They offered him a hot drink or something. And he said no, I'm not gonna. So they said he was known as a mekel on eruvin and a machmir on styrofoam cups. He had a shita that he was. Very machmir about. Okay, so he wouldn't. There's an issue with. We're making the styrofoam cups too, but that was one of his many shitos. I don't know why he was considered such a big makel. The Erevin Rav Shechter told me he saw some of the Erevin that Rabbi Blumenkrantz built. He said they were the most glatt, perfect Erevin he's ever seen in his entire life. Everything was straight. Everything was perfect. Never saw any Erevin so perfect. So I don't know. Okay, anyway, Rabbi Chinin Amar Kol Shav Shal Elias Kamo Eino Batal. The Kol Shiev Shal Elias Kamo Batal. Rabbi Chinin says anytime the batel, which is the miut, can be like the mivatel, which is the rove, then it's considered a min bimino and it cannot become batel. But if the miut cannot be like the rove, then it is batel rove. So Rabbi Chanina disagrees, right? Rabbi Chanina holds that the koveya of a tarovis, of what's called min bimino or min b'she'ino mino, is the status of the batel, of the miut, not the status of the mivatel. And therefore, a chaticha of nevela gets mixed in with two chatichos of shchuta, is not batel, because the nevela can become like the shchuta, and if so it's considered a tarovis of min bimino, which cannot become batel. And if you touch one of those chatichos, truma touches one of those chatichos, the truma is only tluya, it's not tamei, it's not tahar. But if chatichos basar behema shchuta fell into two chatichos of nevela, the shchuta does become batel in the rove of nevela, because it can't be that the shchuta would ever be a nevela, so therefore it's considered min b'she'en. eino mino, and it's batel. And if one of the chatichos touches truma, the truma is tamei b'taras vaday, and you would have to burn such truma. So says Gemara, this whole machlokas, do you look at the mivatel, the misbatel, ali b'deman? Which sheet in Tanayim from yesterday's daf are we following? I ali b'drabbanan ha'amri olin hudlo mivati adad yavamin b'mino batel. If it's going to the Rabbanan, meaning this whole question, whether you look at the batel or the mivatel, that's only with that's working with the assumption that once you've defined something as min b'mino, it now will not become batel. But the Rabbanan hold that min b'mino does become batel. So what does it make a difference whether you follow the mivatel, the misbatel? It shouldn't make a difference, because either way, even if you define it as min b'mino, it's still going to become batel. So and he alibed Rabbi Yehuda, and if you're going to follow Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda basar chazusa azel, and he min b'mino hu. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino does not become batel, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that the definition of min b'mino is purely on a physical level, and it's not, you know, what it looks like, what it seems, what it is, not what the halachic status, and can its halachic status ever be like the other one? That's not how he defines min b'mino. So in either case, it's going to be considered min b'mino. I don't care if it's nevela b'shchuta or shchuta b'nevela. It's always going to be min b'mino. So what is this machlokas? Who is this machlokas assuming like? Ella alibed Rabbi Chiya. They're arguing within the sheet of Rabbi Chiya. Ditani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya taught in a brisa, nevela u'shchuta betelos zubazu, that nevela and shchuta become batel in each other. It doesn't say that kol min b'mino is batel. He holds min b'mino, not every min b'mino is batel. Only a nevela and a shchuta are misbatlim because they're considered min b'she'eno mino, and that's the machlokes of Chisra b'chanina, whether we look at the mivatel or the batel in terms of determining min b'mino versus min b'she'eno mino. Chia alib deman. So says Gemara, yeah, but which sheet and tanaim is Rabbi Chia following? I alib the Rabbanan. If he's following the Rabbanan, Amri Olin Hudlom Vati Adadiyah Min B'mino Batel. We already said that according to the Rabbanan, Min B'mino is Batel. So the whole assumption that once you've labeled it as Min B'mino, it's not going to become Batel, doesn't fit with the Rabbanan. And I alib the Rabbi Yehuda. And if he's following Rabbi Yehuda, call Min B'mino the Rabbi Yehuda Lom Batel. Every Min B'mino according to Rabbi Yehuda is not going to become Batel. I don't care whether it has the koach to become like the other one, does not have the koach to become like the other one, it's all not going to be batel, because we look at the physical makeup of it, not at whether it can become asr or mutter. Says Mar Liola Madalibid Rabbi Yehuda, the machlokas is within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chi ka'am Rabbi Yehuda min b'mino lo batel ani mili echad efshalei l'mahavei kavasei. You know when Rabbi Yehuda is much more limited than we think. When does Rabbi Yehuda say min b'mino does not become batel? That's only when the dinim of one of them can not turn into the dinim of the other one, where one of them cannot become the halachic equivalent of the other. Aval hecha delo efshalei, or one of them can become the halachic equivalent of the other. Aval hecha delo efshalei ma'avikam say, but when one cannot turn into the halachic equivalent of the other one, it's just a physical equivalent of the other, but it will never be a halachic equivalent, then batel, then it is going to be batel. Meaning, this svara that you need conflict in order to create a sense of bittul, it's good enough to have conflict on any one of two levels. The conflict can be on a physical level, that they're two unlike kinds physically, or the conflict can be on a halachic level, that one is iser, one is heter, and that heter will never become iser, that iser will never become heter. There is no conflict. So, bahak milfi, but the machlokas between Rav Chista and Rav Chanina is, to Rav Chista savar basar mevatel azlinan, we look at the mevatel, which is the majority, that if the min of the mevatel can turn into the min of the batel, that's considered min b'mino, and that will not become batel. Rabbi Chanina savar basar batel azlinan. Then no, we look at the minority, at the batel, and if the batel, the minority, can turn into the mevatel, that's considered min b'mino, that doesn't become batel. So if not, then it's considered min b'she'eino mino, and it would be batel. So now the Gemara brings a riot to Rabbi Chanina and is going to ask on Rav Chista. Tanan, our Mishnah said, Shtei menacha shelo nikmitzu. You have two karbonos mincha that did not have a kemitza taken from it. V'nisar v'zu b'zu. So you have the raw karbon mincha without any kemitza taken from it, and they get mixed in with each other. So our Mishnah said, Im yachalik mas mizu b'fnei atzma mizu b'fnei atzma ksheros. If you're able to take a kemitza from each karbon mincha without having any mixture of the other karbon mincha in that kemitza, so then both karbonos mincha could be kosher. V'im lav psulos. But if by taking the kemitza of one karbon mincha, you're going to be mixing in some of the ingredients of the other Karban Mincha, then it's going to be possible. But in the case where you're able to take Zubifne Atzma, you're able to take a pure Kemitza from each one, Kivan de Kametz Le Mechada, once you take the Kemitza from one of them, Ida Chavale Shirayim, the rest of that Karban Mincha becomes a Shirayim. So now what do you have before you take that second Kemitza? You have a mixture of Shirayim and Tevel. Karba Mincha A you took a Kemitza from. So now the rest of Karba Mincha A is Shirayim. Karba Mincha B is absolute Tevel. Nothing was ever taken from it. V'lo kamevatli Shirayim Letivla. The Shirayim of the Karba Mincha that you had a Kemitza taken from it is not mevatel the Tevel of the Mincha that did not have a Kemitza taken from it. Because if it were mevatel it, you wouldn't be allowed to take a Kemitza from the second Karba. So apparently no bittel is happening over here. We're assuming apparently that this is min bimino, that there's no bittel. Well, money. I Rabbanon. Well, who are we following? If we're following the Shita, the Rabbanon Amri, Olin Hudalam Vati Adadi, Ha Min Bimino Batel. The Rabbanon hold that Min Bimino can become Batel. So why wouldn't the Shirayim be Mevatel the Tevel? That's Min Bimino. And the Rabbanon hold that can be Batel. Elop Shita, Rabbi Yehuda. So obviously we're following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And yet for some reason, Bittel isn't happening over here. Why not? Well, Bishlam Laman Yamar Basar Batel as Linan. If you assume that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Kovet of what's called the min is the batel, the miut, so batel havikim mevatel. The miut, the tevel, is like the, can become like the mevatel, can become like the shirayim. That's what happens to tevel. You take the kemitza from it, and then it becomes shirayim. When you take the kemitza from the second karban mincha, it will become shirayim like the first karban mincha. But if you assume that even Rabbi Yehuda looks at the mevatel, meaning Rav Chista, who thinks that the mevatel is the koveya shirayim mikavu tivla, the shirayim will never become tevel. And it turns out that you have a tarovas of min b'she'eno mino, and therefore you should have bittel. So should we say the Mishnah holds, our Mishnah holds, that the Shirayim is not Mevatel the Tevel, must be against Rabbi Chiya? It holds that according to Rabbi Yehuda, any two items that are min bimino, as far as their physical makeup, are not Mevatel each other, even if they have different dinim, against Rabbi Chiya, within whom we had this machlokas Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chista. Says Marno, Hasam b'di Rabbi Zeira. In the Mishnah, the fact that Shirayim are not Mevatel, Kid Rabbi Zeira, rather, the fact that Shirayim are not Mevatel the Tevel, that's not because Min Bimino is not Batel, rather it's because of what Rabbi Zeira taught us. Dam Rabbi Zeira, Nemar Akhtar b'Kometz v'Nemar Akhtar b'Shirayim. It says Akhtar by Kometz, he's supposed to burn the Kometz, and it says Akhtar by the Shirayim of Karbanos Mincha, where the Kometz was burnt, and it says Akhtar. What does it mean it says Akhtar? It says that there is an Isser Akhtar of Shirayim. Ma Akhtar amur b'Kometz and it comes mevatel as chavero, just like by kemitza, one kometz is not mevatel the other one, and nisari, if two kemitzos get mixed in with each other, they're kosher, because they're old and are not mevatel each other. Af haktara mur b'shirayim, ein shirayim mevatel nes hakometz. So to be shirayim is also not able to be mevatel the kometz, because the shirayim also has a din of olin, and the shirayim is not mevatel the tevel for the same reason. So Tashma the Gemara says, let's bring another raya to Rav Chista. Hakometz a kometz gets mixed in with shirayim with a mincha that did not have not shirayim with tevel, so you're not allowed to be makter the tarovis. Also, and if you did it, the one that you took kemitza from counts. And the tevel, which is the rov, is not mevatel the kometz. If it would have been batel, then the haktara shouldn't work. So money, who are we assuming? Like ira banan hamri. If we're assuming like the Rabbanan, min b'mino would be batel, so why wouldn't the tevel be mevatel the kometz? Elip shita Rabbi Yehuda, we must be assuming like shita Rabbi Yehuda. Well, bishlam l'man yam rabbasar mevatel azinan, mevatel avi kib batel. If you assume like Rav Chista, that the koveya is the mevatel which is the tevel, can become like the batel, the kolporta chazi l'mikmatz minei, because every small portion of the tevel level could become the kmitza when you ultimately do the kmitza v'avelei min v'mino, and therefore it's considered min v'mino, min v'mino lo batel. El madiyam basur batel azlinan, but if you assume like Rabbi Chanina, that we look at the batel, meaning we look at the komets mikavi tivla, can komets ever become tevel? So lema delok Rabbi Chia. So you can say that according to Rabbi Chanina, our Mishnah is against Rabbi Chia. So it says, no, hanami kit Rabbi Zeira. No, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Zeira, that we learn from a Gezer Shava that Shirayim are not mevatel komets, and tevel is therefore also not mevatel komets. Tashma, third raya. Nisariv kumtsu b'shirayim shel chavirta lo yaktir. Komets gets mixed in with the Shirayim of another carbon, you're not maktir. V'mhikter also l'bailim. V'achad lo'avi mevatel kebatel. The mevatel, which is the Shirayim, cannot become like the komets. V'loka mevatel the Shirayim l'komets. If it would be mevatel, you wouldn't be allowed to be maktir it. So money, irabanan, so we could ask the same kasha again. So the Gemara answers, Am Rabbi Zeira, Nemarakta, this is where Rabbi Zeira's original teretz was given, Nemaraktar b'komets, or Nemaraktar b'shrayim, Maktar amur b'komets, same komets mevatel as chavero, Afaktar amur b'shrayim, and shrayim mevatelin as hakomets. But the tarova, any other tarovas that would be similar, the miut is batel in the rov. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow, we'll pick up with the fourth and final raya, Tashema.